Okay, well, it's just a couple of minutes after the hour, so let's get going. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to what will be the final meeting before Buenos Aires, where my goal is to discuss any of the potentially outstanding items, which at this stage hopefully are few and far between and small, if any. The documents that were provided already, but we'll look at today, reflect for the most part the last working group's meeting and conversation. Certainly were appropriate. Not every single thing that was raised has been incorporated, but we certainly reflected on it and incorporated what we felt was most appropriate and continues to help us find a path forward. So what I wanted to do, you can see the agenda on the Adobe, in the Adobe room is in the top right, the five-point agenda. But the key is I want to look over the guidelines to make sure that we have captured the will of the Finance Working Group, and certainly I think we have here, and we've managed to find, I believe, the right wording based on the inputs that we've had over the last couple of meetings. And then talk a little bit about the path forward and the suggestion for a webinar and how we actually get to Buenos Aires in terms of this issue. And also about, say, the final steps, assuming we get there, in terms of how we get this to the council and what the requirements are for that process. And then we have the opportunity for any other business. I have a bit of a cold, so you have to bear with me if I mute myself for a second to spare you from coughing or any such thing. Anyway, moving on to the item number two, the guidelines. That document is up on the screen right now. You can see the guidelines for yourself, which have had a few minor tweaks based on the input from the last meeting. And I'd call your attention to number 8 in particular, which would be the second last full bullet point, where we've clarified that the transition period called for would also called for in bullet 8 would also apply when a CCTLD is moving between bands. So that's a fine tuning or a nuancing of that guideline. I'm hoping people have had the opportunity to review the guidelines and also take a look at the bands one last time. We had some discussion last time about the bands and why some of them were shaped the way they were in terms of the graphs that I sent in the last meeting. Any comments on the principles or guidelines as you see them? So effectively, there are 9 key bullet points of which we've been working. You know, we've just been nuancing and fine-tuning them over the last few meetings, and I think the one I just mentioned is probably the final nuance, but that was based on input from the last meeting.
Byron?
Go ahead.
This is Mathieu speaking. Sorry for being late. I just caught your question about the bullet points. I have one single short suggestion, which would be to move the item number 3 related to having a discussion to review the model.
Right.
To the bottom, or quite to the bottom of the list. Feels a little strange to have the idea of a review coming on top of the list to me. That was my suggestion.
So just in terms, nothing to do with the content, simply to do with the order?
Absolutely.
And a suggestion to have the principle that it would be reviewed in some period of time at the end. Sure, that makes sense to me, actually. So to move bullet number 3 and make it the final bullet number 9 and just move everything else up. That makes sense to me. Any objections to that? Okay. Thank you. Any other comments on the content here? So hearing no further comments and having received no further written feedback from some of the folks who are not on the call today but have been fairly fulsome in their feedback overall, I'm going to say that the principles as you see them, with the order change suggested by Matthew, which I think is good, are what we are going to present, and that I want to make sure that we as a finance working group are in a position to be able to recommend these principles as amended by Mathieu to the council. Are we comfortable with that? Thank you, Henry. I see you on the chat. Okay, with that, here are no objections. Sorry, did somebody say something? No, just feedback. I don't see any hands up on the chat. Okay, so with that, it's a major step forward. Thank you all. We will take the principles as you see them, as amended by Mathieu in terms of order, and those will be the principles that we put forward to the council. Thank you very much. Okay, item number 3 on the agenda, which is really, the note here is about a need for the webinar, but in a sense that's a placeholder for just the process going forward and making sure that that we have the most robust process possible in order to achieve our end objective, which is getting it to the council successfully and socializing it within the broader community in a way that makes sense. So my suggestion is that we hold the webinar for the entire CCNSO late this month to walk the community through what we have arrived at, and with the focus in particular on highlighting the inputs that we've received, or that we did receive in Buenos Aires, as well as some of the work that the working group itself has done, and walk them through where we have come to based on that feedback and continued discussion. So the real goal here is to provide a socialization of the guidelines, principles, bands before we get to Buenos Aires, so that we're not just hitting people with here's the final document at the not at the last minute, but so in a way that there's little time to digest it, and also strictly from a tactical point of view, we will have provided the opportunity for people to get engaged, so there's less opportunity for people to be surprised by anything. Not that they should be, given how long this has been going on, but we just want to make sure that we don't get caught in that line of questioning. Any questions or comments? Suggested dates are probably October 30th and 31st. You know, giving people a few weeks from now to get it into their calendars, but then also giving people a couple of weeks before we get to Buenos Aires. And also, I think there's a number of folks who will be at the IGFs in Bali, so we're somewhat constrained by that significant block of time.
Byron, this is
Roloff, go ahead.
I think I missed part of that. So how is that planning compared to ICANN Buenos Aires? Is it before? You plan the webinar after that, right?
No. The webinar will be before Buenos Aires at the end of this month.
Okay.
So
and
that,
will you be sending out the documentation first?
Well, that's a good question. My inclination would be to present the documentation on that webinar, not have it out in the wild prior to. I think it's the kind of, you know, the subject is sensitive enough that I think we would want to walk people through and have our message delivered as people receive the document, as opposed to it just going out without any explanation behind it. So that's my inclination. And it would be the webinar suggested dates are October 30th or 31st, giving people a few weeks to get it in their calendar now and a couple of weeks to contemplate it before the Buenos Aires meeting.
So that's in the true sense, right? So it will be a live session that's recorded both video and audio and then will be available online with the documents.
That's correct.
Okay, now because my point would be that compared to the total CC community, you will, well, I don't know, but I wouldn't have too high expectations on how large a number of CCs you would in the end reach with a webinar. So in the end, you will, one way or another, still have to distribute the documents, which you could also do with a link to the webinar, for instance, something like that.
Yeah, that's. I think that's actually a good idea because the webinar, I'm presuming, is recorded. Which maybe is a presumption that I have to double check, but
No, it is Byron. It will be recorded, yes.
Right. So at least then the messaging that we want to deliver associated with the documents is captured. So when people, after the fact, get the documents, it will be linked to the webinar and our messaging will be out there. So to me, that's, you know, as we try to socialize this and put it out for more public view, we want to make sure that our message goes with it, and I think that's the way to do it. But, you know, I think your suggestion is good that the documents would be associated with the link to the webinar so people could click on that. And we'll try to, you know, the webinar, what I envision is that it won't be a long and detailed presentation per se, but it will be, short and to the point with the key messages and highlights so that people can, the actual presentation piece or delivery piece, there could be Q&A after, but the delivery piece where people will get the message would be fairly short. I envision within 10 minutes to deliver this and the messages associated with it. So that can be a pretty tight package that can then go out to a broader audience.
Okay, sounds good.
Byron, Lee, your hand up.
Yeah.
Please, okay, go ahead, Lee.
Hi. I don't know if you discussed this at the last meeting, but is this going to be presented at the meeting before we send it to the council, or is the webinar the last stop before the council?
No, we in terms of logistics, the goal is to have the webinar.
Mm-hmm.
We have the meeting on Sunday in Buenos Aires of the Finance Working Group. And then this will be presented to at the CCNSO members meeting on Hello?
Hello.
Just a reminder to put your phone on mute if you are not speaking, please. And then it will be presented in full to the members' meeting Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Before it goes to council. So there will be two more major opportunities along the way for socialization, education, and comment.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Yes, I think the idea is that it would be for all CCTLDs, not just CCNSO members. That's a comment responding to to Henry's chat question. And I'll look to Bart and the team, Gabby, to arrange that webinar and ensure that we capture the content there. Okay, thank you. The next item on the agenda is a review of the proposed report to go to the CCNSO Council, which is the thicker document that contains the guidelines and the bans that we've just seen, but also provides the written context. This document is meant to be a document that is, in a sense, a self-supported package. This is the thing that could go out to a relatively uninformed person anywhere in any of the communities, and they would, by reading it, have all of the information required to understand the issue and the history and the guidelines and bans. So it's the type of document that would go to the council. This would be the report to the council that we would submit. You've seen it all before. This is just continuing to be fine-tuned and better packaged. But then this is also the type of thing that I would anticipate is the document that will be out there in the broader community once the council approves it, assuming we get to that. So are there any, I'm not going to walk us through it. We've seen all of the material before. What I will say is that some good suggestions were made in the last meeting, both on the phone, but also there were some written comments on the previous iteration of this, which have, I would say, mostly been taken into account. It summarizes the history and outlines the total journey that this issue has taken, so we went back in time a little further to make sure that anybody who isn't familiar with the issue would have a fulsome review of it, and I think that that additional context actually helps solidify the argument or the point of view that we're bringing to this issue. So again, there's nothing new from a conceptual standpoint. There's just additional nuance from the feedback we've received, as well as we've stretched the history back to the beginning of this issue. It's certainly been reviewed. Both Alan, who most of you know, and I have worked through this and believe it to be true and appropriate. But I would also encourage you to read it and forward me any of your comments if you don't have any today. But I think as a package, you have the history. It shows the model, the value exchange model. If we moved on to page number 4, if you can just on the slideshow, Gabby, if you could flip ahead.
You can also history. Press bar, but I'm doing it for you. But just so you know, you have a presenter right, so you can also move.
Oh, I have control. All right. Okay, thank you. Okay, so the first page and a half of the history, the next concisely summarizes the value exchange model, the numbers generated in conjunction with Xavier and ICANN, coming out with the total at the bottom. As we move through it, we can show that the community can see that a number of different models were reviewed and examined. So they have the history, they have the number, and they have the guidelines, and then the bands in one package. And then our own, our charter. Sorry about this. And then the charter of the actual working group. It's a fairly concise, short package that I feel that set out into the wild would give an uneducated reader a pretty clear picture and a rational explanation for why we're where we're at. The other part of this equation in terms of logistics is I want to mention that Bart's been discussing with ICANN the mechanics of how this would get presented to ICANN and how ICANN would be involved in receiving and participating in this exchange of documents. And maybe, Bart, I could ask you to outline the plan here.
Yes. Hi. The basic idea is, you see it already a bit in the structure of this presentation that, in principle, the guidelines is typically a CC&SO document. And it will replace the current guideline, and I think that one dates from 2007. And this will be shared with ICANN as a basis for their conversations with individual CCTLDs. On the other hand, is the second part of the work of the finance working group was to get an idea of how much ICANN is spending on the CCTLDs, and in collaboration between ICANN and the CCTLD or and the finance working group in particular, we arrived at the exchange of value model, and based on that exchange of value model, we ended up with a total figure that's been vetted by some members of the finance working group. And the basic idea is that that ICANN will share or will send a note to the CC&SO Council referring or accepting the noting the exchange of value model and then arriving at the final figure. So that will be a note from ICANN to the CCTLD community, based on the conversations we had, we arrived at the exchange of value model and including, both the expenses from the CC&SO to ICANN events, etc., so specifically in the shared costs, and the other, we arrive at this model. So there will be a kind of exchange of statements from ICANN to the CC&SO, Council in particular, and then from the guidelines will be back-to-back sent to ICANN. That's
so. Okay, yes. Bart, thank you very much. I know that Xavier has been perhaps a little slow to get this done. Where are we with actually getting that note from ICANN to us? And is Fadi completely in the loop at this stage?
Fadi is not yet informed. He will be informed over the next day or two. I've been talking to Xavier the last couple of days around this. And it will be a very high-level statement, maybe a couple of paragraphs, and then referring to the value exchange model. And I've suggested to Xavier that I will do a first draft at it, and that before that, Xavier will definitely share it with the finance working group before it will be sent to the CCNSL Council.
Okay, but you're confident at this stage that we're not going to have any unexpected hurdles or hiccups in terms of the ICANN process?
No. It will be... Say, logistically, it will be a nightmare, but in principle, it is a logical way forward. I know the BFC has discussed it in a way because, say, Chris was in the loop as well, and he's a member of the BFC.
Right.
So, at least Chris and some of the others are comfortable with it because they want to close this chapter as well.
Right. So, I mean, I think conceptually, I know that I and others have had this conversation with Shireen, with Chris, you know, with Mike. Conceptually, the value exchange model, I've had that conversation with Fadi. So, I mean, notionally, everybody seems to be more or less on the same page. But when it comes down to the printed word that we all commit to, I just want to make sure that we're not going to have any late stage.
No, that's definitely not the case. But it's so. As I said, it is on. Say, I'll send a first draft to Xavier next week.
Okay.
Because I had one, but it was too detailed. And knowing, say, in principle, we hope that Fadi will send it, because that is probably the best way forward for everybody. But if need be, either the current CEO or the CFO could do it as well.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Any comments or feedback from the rest of the group?
Hi, Byron. It's a good document. It's clear to me.
Thank you. Well, there's as we know, there have been a lot of good discussions that have helped us, I think, come up with this final piece. Any other final feedback? Okay, so that's the plan forward. The next step will be the webinar in 2.5-3 weeks. The Sunday meeting of the working group, and then the Tuesday morning presentation to the whole community. And in the interim, Bart will be securing the letter from ICANN itself so we can have an exchange of documents. If there's no further input, that is what I wanted to cover today. I'll open it to item number 5 if there's any other business people wanted to raise. Otherwise, I think the objective of this call has been satisfied. Thank you very much. I would encourage you, if you haven't had the opportunity to completely read the primary document, to please go through that. And as always, if you have any further comments, please just email me. All right, and in record time, it is not, 9:30 where I am, but 8:30 the hour. Thank you very much, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Byron. Same to you.
Okay. Bye, all.
Bye, all.
Bye.